الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: وإذا وقع القول عليهم أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: بادروا بالأعمال ستة: طلوع الشمس من مغربها، والدخان، ودابة الأرض، والدجال، وخويصة أحدكم، وأمر الآمة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ثلاث إذا خرجنا لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا: طلوع الشمس من مغربها، والدجال، ودابة الأرض، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, in Surah An-Naml: وَإِذَا وَقَّى الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. That when the word is fulfilled concerning them, that is when the world is full of evil and sin, and mankind has changed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when mankind has stopped enjoining good and forbidding evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth a beast and send a beast to the people which will talk to the people. And that is because mankind did not have faith in Allah's signs, in Allah's revelation. In the hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said: بادروا بالأعمال ستة, hasten to do good deeds before six things happen. طلوع الشمس من مغربها, the rising of the sun from the west, والدخان, and the smoke, ودابة الأرض, the beast, والدجال, the antichrist, وخويصة أحدكم, death, وأمر العام, and the day of judgment. In another hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said: ثَلَاثٌ إِذَا خَرَجْنَا لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. When three things appear, when three things happen, the rising of the sun from the west, the emergence of the Dajjal, and the emergence of the beast of the earth, whoever brings Iman after seeing these signs or does any good deed, they will be of no benefit to him and they will not be accepted from him. From this verse of the Quran and these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is clearly evident that one of the signs of the end of time, one of the major signs of Qiyamah, is the emergence of a beast of the earth. This beast will be extraordinary and huge. And Allah, the creator of the beast, knows best what this beast will look like. The beast will appear when the sun has risen from the west, which is also a major sign of Qiyamah. And the beast will have with it the ring of Suleiman and the staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And nobody will be able to escape this beast. And this beast will talk to people. Whoever brings iman after seeing this sign, his iman will be of no benefit to him, and it will not be accepted from him. My brothers and sisters, in today's lesson inshaAllah, we are going to discuss and deal with two things. Firstly, what will this beast look like? And what type of animal is the beast? And secondly, what will this beast do once it has appeared and emerged? Firstly, as to what type of animal the beast is and what it looks like, the ulama of the Ahl Sunnah have expressed many different opinions. And inshallah, in today's lesson, we will look at four opinions, and I will explain each opinion as I go along. The first opinion regarding the beast that is to come before the end of time is that it is a snake that guarded the Kaaba and the position and the possessions and gifts of the Kaaba for over 500 years. And it is this snake that is going to come before the end of time, and is the beast of the end of time, and it is this snake that will talk to people and put a mark on everybody's face. Now, in order to understand which snake is being referred to, you will have to understand a brief history of the Kaaba and a brief history of the snake of the Kaaba. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, لما أهبط الله آدم إلى الأرض من الجنة كان رأسه في السماء ورجلاه في الأرض. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out Hazrat Adam alayhi salam from Jannah and put Hazrat Adam alayhi salam on the earth, he was so tall that his head was within the heavens and his feet were touching the ground. The angels on seeing Hazrat Adam alayhi salam so tall became frightened and scared of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's height to 60 cubic feet. Now Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was used to seeing the angels and listening to their sweet voices. Now that he is on the earth and all alone, and he can no longer see the angels of Allah and no longer hear their sweet voices, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, ma li la asma'u aswat al-mala'ika wa la uhissuhum? O Allah, why is it that I no longer can see the angels and I can no longer hear their sweet voices or even feel the angels? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, Khati'atuk ya Adam. O Adam, it was due to your khata and mistake that you can no longer see the angels and you can no longer feel the angels. ولكن اذهب فابني لي بيتا فتف به واذكرني حوله كنحو ما رأيت الملائكة تصنع حول عرشي. وآدم, go and make a house for me on the earth, and once you have made this house, make tawaf around this house, and in my name make dhikr while you are making tawaf, just like you saw the angels making tawaf around my throne and him in my name and making dhikr. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, came walking from India. فَطُوِيَدْ لَهُ الْأَرْضِ وَقُبِدَدْ لَهُ الْمَفَابِذِ فَصَارَتْ كُلُّ مَفَازَةٍ يَمُرُّ بِهَا خُطْوَةٌ. The land and the plains were shrunk. All great distances were made a short step for Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam crossed the seas and rivers, and the earth his feet touched became blessed, and he came to Makkah al-Mukarramah. And according to Allah's command, and to fulfill Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, he came and made the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with stones from different mountains held by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, according to some ulama, was the first to make the holy Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the earth. And this is how the house of Allah, the Kaaba, remained right up to the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. At the time of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Abu Kilaba reports, كَفَلَمْ يَذَلْ كَذَلِكْ حَتَّى كَانَ زَمَنَ تُوفَانْ فَرُفِعَ. As you are aware that the people of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam did not believe in him. They did not believe that he was the messenger of Allah, and they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of giving him da'wah for over 950 years, the Quran says, مَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. There are only few people believed in Allah and believed that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished the kuffar for their kufr. And he sent rain, day and night continuously it rained, and all the kuffar drowned in the flood. Now during the flood, Hazrat Abu Kilaba says, كَفَلَمْ يَزَلْ كَذَلِكْ حَتَّى كَانَ زَمَنَ التُوفَانْ فَرُفِعَ. That the Kaaba during the flood was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Kaaba during the flood was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now after the flood, right up to the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Imam Mujahid reports, لِكَانَ مَوْضِعُ الْكَعْبَةِ كَدْ خَفِيَ وَدَرَسَ فِي زَمَنِ الْغَرْقِ. That the position of the Kaaba had disappeared at the time of the flood. Now after the flood, كَانَ مَوْضِعُهُ أَكِمَّةً حَمَرَى مَدَرَى لَتَعْلُهَ السِّيُونَ. Its position was a red round mount which flood could not overflow. The people knew that this was the position of the Kaaba and this was the place of the Kaaba. However, its exact position was not fixed. And the people knew that this red round mount was the place of the Kaaba. As Imam Mujahid mentioned, كَانَ يَأْتِيهِ الْمَظْلُومِ وَالْمُتَعَوِّذْ مِنْ أَخْطَارِ الْأَرْضِ وَيَدْعُ عِنْدَهُ الْمَكْرُوبِ فَقَلَّ مَنْ دَعَهُ نَالِكِ إِلَّا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ. That the oppressed, and needy, and the poor and weak would travel and come to the Kaaba from different parts of the world, and they would pray at this red round mount, and their prayers would be answered. And thus the people knew that this was the position of the Kaaba. So after the flood, right to the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the place of the Kaaba was a red round mount. Now at the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was ordered to make the Kaaba, Ibn Ishaq reports, كَلَمَّا أُمِرَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ خَلِيلُ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَبْنِيَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ أَقْبَلَ مِنْ أَرْمِينِيَّ عَلَى الْبُرَاكِ وَمَعَهُ مَلَكٌ يَدُلُّهُ عَلَى مَوْضِعِ الْبَيْتِ حَتَّى انْتَهَى إِلَى مَكَّةَ. That when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered to make the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca, he came riding on a horse accompanied by an angel to guide him and to show him the exact spot of the Kaaba at the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. On reaching Mecca, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his child Ismail, Ya Ismail, Inna Allah kad amarani an abniya lahu bayta. O Ismail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered me to make a house for him on the earth, and he has ordered you to help me. The angel showed Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam the exact spot of the Kaaba, and father and child began to dig. When they reached the foundation laid by Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail began to build on these foundations. Ibn Ishaq reports, وَكَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَبْنِي وينقل له إسماعيل الحجارة على رقبته. دار إبراهيم عليه السلام وبيلد الكعبة and it is إسماعيل عليه السلام would carry the stones on his neck and give them to his father, Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام. When Hazrat Ibrahim عليه السلام reached the black corner, he said to إسماعيل, يا إسماعيل إن الله قد أمر إن يا إسماعيل أبغني حجرا أضعه ها هنا يكون للناس علما يبتدعون منه الطواف. Oh Ismail, go find a special stone for me, a good stone for me, which I can place at this black corner, which acts as a sign for the people, so that the people know that it is this corner that they have to begin their dua from. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam went in search for a good stone. When he returned, he found that Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salam has already brought the Hajri Aswad, the black stone. The black stone at the time of the flood was given to Aba Qubayt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salam, كَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ قَلِيلِ يَبْنِي بَيْتِي فَأَخْرِجْهُ لَهُ. That when you see Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam building the Kaaba, then take the stone from Aba Qubayt and give it to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salam, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gave the Hajri Aswad to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam placed the Hajri Aswad in the black corner. Now when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, he did not make a roof. At the same time, he did not make a wooden door. However, he left a wall, he left a hole in the eastern wall which acted as a door. And the reason for this was, in those times, they did not know what betrayal was, and they did not know what stealing was. And nothing was ever stolen from the Kaaba, and thus, they were not in need of a door. At the same time, Ibn Ishaq reports, يُحَفْرَ إِبْرَاحِيمْ جُبَّتْ فِي بَطْنِ الْبَيْتِ عَلَى يَمِينِ مَنْ دَخَلَهُ يَكُونُ خَزَانَةً لِلْبَيْتِ يُلْقَى فِيهِ مَا يُهْدَى لِلْكَعْبَةِ. That is, Ibrahim alayhi salam dug a well inside the Kaaba, which was to the right whoever entered the Kaaba. And this well was a safe of the Kaaba, as all the gifts that were given to the Kaaba in the form of gold and silver were stored and put inside this well. So, the Kaaba at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam had no door, it had no roof, and it had a well inside it in which the gold and silver and the gifts of Kaaba were stored in it. And this is how the Kaaba remained right from the time of Jurham. At the time of Jurham, Imam Mujahid reports, كَوَكَانَتِ الْكَعْبَ لَيْسَ لَهَا سَقْفٌ فَصُرِكَ مِنْهَا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ جُهَمْ مَالٌ مَرَّةٌ بَعْدَ مَرَّةٍ. Now because the Kaaba had no door and had no roof, and people changed at the time of Jurham, many a time the gold and silver and the possessions and gifts of Kaaba were stolen from the well which was inside the holy Kaaba. Thus the tribe of Jurham decided to choose a person from amongst themselves who would guard the holy Kaaba and who would guard the gift of the holy Kaaba. فبين رجل ممن اغتدوه عندها إذ سولت له نفسه. One day the guard himself, the person they chose to guard the Kaaba, thought of stealing the gift of the Kaaba. He waited when it was midday and the heat was scorching, and people were inside their houses or sitting in their gatherings, and there was nobody on the street. He climbed down the well and he took out the gold and silver and put it in his pocket. While he was still inside the well, فَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ حَجْرًا مِنَ الْبِئْرِ فَحَبَسَهُ حَتَّى رَاحَ النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a stone which closed the well on him, and he was unable to escape. When the people came and found him inside, they took the gold and silver off him and returned the gold and silver. Imam Mujahid reports, يَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ ثُعْبَانًا وَأَسْكَنَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ الْجُبْ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ 500 سَنَةً يَحْرِثُ مَا فِيهِ. That it is from that day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a snake to live inside the Kaaba, and this snake lived inside the Kaaba for over 500 years, guarding the gift and possession of the Kaaba. Whenever somebody entered the Kaaba, the snake would stand and frighten them, and thus nothing was ever stolen from the Holy Kaaba during the time of the snake. And this snake remained at the time of Juhl, at the time of Khuza'a, and part of the time of the Quraysh. Now at the time of the Quraysh, just before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received prophethood, the Kaaba was a low building of white stone, not more than 6.5 meters, and was exposed to the wearing factors of nature. It stood on a low build, on a low ground, and during the rain, water would flow from the town Mecca inside the Kaaba, and thus the walls of the Kaaba had become weak and cracks had appeared inside the walls. Now 5 years before the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received prophethood, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was around 35, it is reported, فَجَاءَ طَيْلٌ عَظِيمٌ عَلَى تِلْكَ الْحَالِ فَدَخَلَ الْكَعْبَةَ وَصَدَعَ جُدْرَانَهَا. There was a great flood in Mecca that swept towards the Kaaba and almost destroyed the Kaaba. وَأَخَافَهُمْ فَفَزِعَتْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ قُرَيْشٌ فَزْعًا شَدِيدًا وَهَابُوا هَدْمَهَا وَخَشَوْا إِنْ مَسَّوْهَا أَنْ يَنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعَذَابُ. And this frightened the Quraysh. At the same time, they feared that if they demolish the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may severely punish them and send azab on them. Also during the time of the Quraysh, once a woman was censoring the Kaaba, and a firebrand flew from the censer onto the kiswa, the ghilaf, the covering of the Kaaba, which burned part of the covering of the Kaaba. So due to these two reasons, the Quraysh began to think about demolishing and then rebuilding the Holy Kaaba. فَبَيْنَهُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ يَتَنَاظَرُونَ وَيَتَشَاوَرُونَ إِذْ أَقْبَلَتْ سَفِينَةً لِلْضُومِ حَتَّى إِذَا كَانَتْ بِالشَّعِيبَةِ انْكَسَرَتْ. While they were still deciding amongst themselves and listening and taking each other's opinions, a Roman merchant vessel got shipwrecked at Jeddah. فَسَمِعَتْ بِهَا قُرَيْشٌ فَرَكِبُوا إِلَيْهَا فَاشْتَرَوْا خَشَبَهَا. When the Quraysh received the news, they hastened to Jeddah and purchased its plank. Also on board the Roman merchant vessel was a Roman mason called Barkun. The Quraysh brought the plank and this Roman mason called Barkun with them to Mecca. On reaching Mecca, the Quraysh finally decided and agreed to rebuild the Kaaba. Thus, the reconstruction of the Kaaba started with the united efforts of the Quraysh, and various families had separate portions allotted to them so that nobody is deprived of the honor. فَنَكُلُ الْحِجَارَةِ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ غُلَامٌ لَمْ يَنْزِلْ عَلَيْهِ الْوَحْيُ يَنْقُلُ مَعَهُمُ الْحِجَارَةَ عَلَى رَكَبَتِهِ تَمَرُّكُمْ بِالْكَعْبَةِ. The Quraysh began to bring the stones, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself, before prophethood, began to carry the stones on his neck and bring them. When all the necessary materials were gathered and the Quraysh were on the verge of knocking the Holy Kaaba, فَخَرَجَتِ الْحَيَّةَ الَّذِي كَانَتْ فِي بَطْنِهَا تَحْرِثُهَا سَوْدَاءَ الظَّهْرِ بَيْضَاءُ الْبَطْنِ رَأْسُهَا مِثْلُ رَأْسِ الْجَدِّ تَمْنَعُهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا هَدْمَهَا. The snake that was inside the well of the Kaaba, which had been guarding the Kaaba for over 500 years, came out. Its head was like the head of a little goat, and it would prevent the Quraysh from knocking the Kaaba down every time they attempted, every time they tried. Every time they tried, the snake would come out and just frighten the Quraysh, and the Quraysh would move back to the place of Ibrahim. Finally, one of their chiefs, Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, said to them, أَلَسْتُمْ تُرِيدُونَ بِحَدْمِهَا الْإِسْلَامِ. That are your intentions of rebuilding the Kaaba once you have demolished it? They replied, yes. Walid ibn al-Mughira said to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let any harm come to you. He will not destroy you if that is your intention. We'll make sure that you only use licit money in rebuilding the Kaaba. لَا تَدْخُلُوا فِي إِمَارَةِ بَيْتِ رَبِّكُمْ إِلَّا مِنْ تِيبِ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Make sure that that you do, or you only use licit money in rebuilding the Kaaba, money derived from harlotry or usury or gambling, cannot be used, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept this type of money. They acted upon his advice, move back to the place of Ibrahim and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allahumma, in kana laka fi hazmiha ridan, fa'adimmahu washghil anna hadha thuban. Oh Allah, if you are happy in the rebuilding of this Kaaba, then Allah, make it possible for us and take care of this snake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered their prayer, and a bird came which looked like an eagle and took this snake and took it towards Ziyad al-Sa'id. So the first opinion is, my brothers, that this snake that was taken away by an eagle is the beast of the end of time, and it is this snake that will come before Qiyamah and talk to people, and it is this snake that is referred to as the beast in the Quran and in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as one of the major signs of Qiyamah. The second opinion regarding the beast is that the beast is an extraordinary animal which has the features of many, many different animals. Abu Zubair reports, يَرَأْسُهَا رَأْسُ طَوْفٍ, that the beast to come before the end of time, its head is like the head of a bull. وَعَيْنُهَا عَيْنُ خِزِيرٍ, and its eyes are like the eyes of a pig. وَأُذُنُهَا أُذُنُ فِيلٍ, and its ears are like the ears of an elephant. وَقَرْنُهَا قَرْنُ أَيُّ, and its horns are like the horns of a stag. وَأُنُقُهَا أُنُقُ نِعَامًا, and its neck is like the neck of an ostrich. وَصَدْرُهَا صَدْرُ أَسَدٍ, and its chest is like the chest of a lion. وَلَوْنُهَا لَوْنُ نَمِرٍ, and its color is like the color of a tiger. وَخَاسِرَتُهَا خَاسِرَةُ حِرٍ, that its flanks and sides are like that of a cat. وَذَنْبُهَا ذَنْبُ كَبْشٍ, and its tail is like the tail of a ram. وَقَوَائِمُهَا كَوَائِمُ بَعِيرٍ, and its feet and legs are like the feet and legs of a camel. بَيْنَ كُلِّ مَفْصِلَيْنِ إِثْنَ عَشْرَ ذِرَاعًا, and between every two joints there is a distance, there is a space of 12 cubic feet. This is the second opinion, that the beast to come before the end of time is an extraordinary animal which has the features of many, many different animals. As for the third opinion, some of the ulama of the Ahl Sunnah say that the beast to come before the end of time is the same animal that was seen by Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others on the same island where they saw the Dajjal chained up in a monastery with chains. It is that beast that is going to come before the end of time, and it is that animal that is going to come and talk to the people before the end of time, and is the major sign of Qiyamah. Let me explain this opinion to you by relating the hadith in which Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw this animal and saw the Dajjal tied up with chains. However, because this is a very long hadith, I am only going to narrate that portion of the hadith which concerns today's lesson. Fatima bint Qays radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, كَنَكَحْتُ إِبْنَ الْمُغِيرَةِ وَهُوَ مِنْ خِيَارِ شَبَابِ قُرَيْشٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَأُصِيبَ فِي أَوَّلِ الْجِحَادِ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. She says that I was married to the son of Mughirah, and he was from amongst the best young men of Quraysh at the time. He was injured in one of the first jihad with the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He divorced me, and after a short period, he died. فَلَمَّا تَأَيَّمْتُ خَتَبَنِي عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنِ عَوْفِ فِي نَفْرٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَخَتَبَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم على مولاه أسامة بن زيد. When I became a widow, عبد الرحمن بن أوف رضي الله تعالى عنه sent a proposal. At the same time, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم proposed on behalf of أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه. وكنت قد حدثت أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. She says that I have been informed that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كمن أحبني فليحب أسامة. That whoever loves me should also love أسامة. Thus I slightly became inclined towards أسامة. فلما كلمني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قلت أمري بيدك فانكحني من شئت. When the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke to me regarding أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه.